Hi, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to Too Niche.
This is the show where we pick a niche topic and we haul it. We deep dive. We go all the way in.
And today is a haul very close to both our hearts.
This is niche.
A passion of ours. It's incredibly niche. Many of you listeners will not be able to access what it is we're talking about. And sometimes you just have to accept that you can't have something at this moment.
That's what makes it all the more enjoyable, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because some might say too niche. And I say probably.
Exactly. So today we're talking about Goop Kitchen.
So Goop Kitchen is a ghost kitchen operated by the queen of wishing us well herself, Gwyneth Paltrow, who Too Niche is a pro-Gwyneth space, and we are delighted by Goop and everything that they do, and this is no different.
I would say I've been waiting 14 years for Goop Kitchen to be in existence.
So the whole deal with Goop Kitchen is that they offer gluten-free vegan options with a clean label, which means no processed sugars, processed foods, gluten, soy, dairy, peanuts, or preservatives. And the menu is a delight. Everything sparks my fancy. Like, I would order anything on the menu. And Laura and I, in I would say the past year, have like gotten really into Goop Kitchen, and it's become a go-to for the both of us. So we thought, why not haul the menu?
So before the haters start to come in and be naysaying about this endeavor, I just have to say that pretty much every like hangout, chill, watch TV gathering I go to around dinner time, I suggest a Goop Kitchen order. And then every once in a while, I'll be met with like, I don't know, like, and then without fail, people look over the menu and they say, I'm intrigued. And then they eat the Goop Kitchen items and they say, I really like this.
Last time I had a friend in town, we ordered Goop and it was the perfect move.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to LA. Here's the Goop Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like a friend's husband was like a naysayer and he was like, they're not going to have like the healthy things I want. And I was like interior, like laughing in my head because I was like, just wait. And then he was like, I do like this and I would eat this again.
So Laura and I got off our asses and we ordered in the name of research, we ordered just about everything on the menu and we're here to break it all down. What's niche, what's sheesh, by way of our classic grading system, which is an A to D model.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we all know what ghost kitchens are, but this is sort of a phenomena that's come up in, I would say, within the past like 4 or 5 years. And it's really big in big cities that I know of because it allows for a restaurant to rent kitchen space and be able to provide their menu more broadly. So for instance, like a restaurant that's based in Venice will be able to have a ghost kitchen in downtown LA and then be able to broaden their reach of being able to deliver. And a lot of people have sort of just built from there. A lot of entrepreneurs have gone ahead and created solely ghost kitchens where their menu can just be broadly available, but there's no actual brick and mortar restaurant spot. And I actually think that this is the future. And hopefully, in years' time, there's going to be multiple Goop Kitchens more accessible to everybody.
I feel like she would have to open a Goop Kitchen in New York. Like, that's a no-brainer.
That feels like the obvious next step.
I think Dallas also is a great place for a Goop Kitchen. I know those girls want to get their hands on some Goop. I guess anywhere that there's a Goop store, that's kind of like testing the waters for the Goop customer and like the level of expansion.
It's also just like a nice, like pretty healthy option. And I always think that we need more of those when it comes to the delivery space.
Yeah. And the portions are generous too.
They are.
So you could potentially eat half now and half later. Or you could just be like me and eat the whole thing in one sitting and just order whatever you're going to eat later as like an additional dish. Yep.
And another thing before we get started, the prices aren't crazy. Like they're comparable to most restaurants and even based off of the portions, like cheaper than a lot of places in LA at the moment that are offering delivery.
True. So I think between us, we've probably eaten about 90% of the menu. 90 to 95%.
Yep.
But where should we start? Maybe with the bowls?
Yeah, let's get in with the bowls. I think that's a really, really strong spot.
Okay, I'm going to start with my favorite of all the bowls, which is the Goop Teriyaki Bowl.
Say more.
This has grilled Mary's chicken, an umami rice blend that's like shiitake and brown rice, sesame marinated kale, avocado, house-made furikake, garlic broccoli, pickled ginger, and a side of teriyaki sauce. It's like
a flavor journey.
A real flavor umami journey. It has a great balance of like protein, vegetables, and then like the shiitake rice, which is delicious. This is like a standout star. It's the first thing I ever tried from Goop Kitchen. And it's the thing that I went back to the most until I kind of was like, I need to pump the brakes on the teriyaki chicken bowl and expand my horizons. But this is like an A+ for me.
The thing I like about this and a lot of other items on the menu for home cooks, it provides some really good inspiration also. So I tend to order something from there and then try to recreate it. And this is just a really strong example of that.
I give it an A+.
I'm putting it in the add to cart for later. Okay, another bowl that must be discussed is their mushroom carnitas bowl, which is slow roasted mushrooms, adobo black beans, avocado, crispy arroz verde, pico de gallo, pickled red onions, and a side of non-dairy lime crema, and their Arbol Amarillo chili salsa, which on the sticker says IYKYK, which I love a inside sauce.
This was delish.
So good.
We had this for lunch today. It's vegan. It's delivering on all levels. It's basically like even more delicious Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. Loved A+. Would order again. That's another good like at home inspo.
Mm-hmm. This is like giving me some meal prep inspo. Should I go down the road of cooking once again? I get closer and closer just entertaining to maybe it. A cook instead of just like a heat up or just ordering several meals from Goop Kitchen and staggering them throughout the week. But this is one that I would definitely attempt.
Yeah, I did talk you out of an air fryer mm-hmm. recently.
I don't know if that was to my benefit or not, because I feel like an air fryer does make things easy. But you know what they're selling now are ovens with air fryers already in the oven.
Well, if you put your oven on convection, mm-hmm. then it's technically an air fryer. So I've been told.
Interesting. Much to think about.
A lot to think about. But I'm just all for counter space. And as a fellow tiny kitchen haver, where does the air fryer fit into that ideology?
No, it would have to be in like the coffee like wagon.
Yeah.
I know. So it's like not for now. It's saved in the cart for later. Carnitas bowl, A+. I would go back and A+. Have this again.
Absolutely.
100%. And I haven't tried the barbecue Chipotle chicken plate, but I probably would have the carnitas rice or carnitas mushrooms over this.
Mm-hmm. And then also in the summer bowls is the summer salmon bowl, which I don't think I've had. I have had some sort of salmon bowl option, but I think it was different for a different season.
I've had both salmon bowls, whatever okay. their former seasonal salmon bowl was and the summer salmon bowl. I always want to like it. Like I go in with a positive attitude, ready to eat some salmon, but I find it to be really heavy on the rice and not heavy enough on like the vegetables and arugula. And then I'm like kind of just wading through like a lot of rice at the end of the meal.
Yeah.
And there's not enough sauce to like sauce all the rice. So it's kind of like starts delicious and then ends up being a semi dry rice journey.
A pro tip when at ordering anything with Goop Kitchen, opt for the extra sauce. It's a little pricey. It's like upwards of $2+, but you can always save it for later and they're all delicious.
They pair really well with flackers, with carrots and celery. I always like, if I don't use the extra sauce, we'll have it as like a snack the next
day. Gotta save it. It's delish.
Yeah, but the summer salmon bowl, I give it kind of like a B-, honestly, because I want it to be better. And I think like a few tweaks of the proportions could be the thing that takes it to the next level.
While we're on the topic of Goop and in the midst of this haul, I need to take a slight detour to get your take on Goop's recent partnership with Airbnb, in which one is able to potentially get a night in Montecito in Gwyneth's guest house. Why is that a tongue twister?
Gwyneth's guest house. It's a really good like preparation.
Wake up your mouth.
Yeah.
Get ready to talk on a mic. Gwyneth's guest house.
If I had won the lottery and had $1 billion, I would have an assistant whose job it was to stay up all night till the moment that went on sale, purchase it at whatever price it was going for, and then I would do
it. Like Kris Jenner's assistant for Betty White's dollhouse stuff?
Exactly. Yeah. Also, if I had $1 billion, I'd probably be friends with Gwyneth already.
I was going to say, you would just buy the property next door.
Yeah, I would move into the neighborhood. I think having a place in Montecito once you hit the $1 billion mark is just like a good way to get yourself into the mix.
Ever since I saw Gwyneth's spa in her basement, it ignited a whole new set of vision boarding for me.
Yeah, and like while I would love to stay in the house and potentially have dinner with her and Brad,
it's a potential option, she says.
It could happen. You could pick a bottle of wine out of this wine cellar, any bottle you want. I was like the poor assistant who has to move all the like great wine out of the wine cellar for one night only, or just put in like all Aveline wines into the wine cellar for that night. Sorry to you. But I also think like I'm banking on like one day GP and I are going to cross paths and connect in a way. And I don't necessarily want it to be like I paid to stay in her guest house on Airbnb, you know?
Yeah. It just like sets a different tone.
Yeah. Like that could be a way to fast friendship, but I don't know.
But you're still going to always be in the category of like pay to play.
Yeah, you paid to be here.
That being said, I think in terms of brand strategy for both Airbnb and Goop, because it's giving sort of like a Goop lifestyle experience for 24 hours, I like it a lot. Like, I think it's very smart for both of them. Remember? And it has people talking about Airbnb, which...
Who is talking about it right now? I mean, I am staying in Airbnbs in Europe next week, but that's like a different game than like staying in American Airbnbs. Yeah. Like, I just feel like Airbnb is really taking a hit post-COVID because people would rather stay in hotels.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, remember when Gwyneth was going to open like a members only club on Sunset?
That was chef driven?
Yeah. What happened to that?
I don't know. Maybe it pivoted into Ghost Kitchen for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And they say members. There was a lot of members only plans happening for various clubs.
Was that a pre-COVID idea of hers?
I can think off of the top of my head at least four that I know of that were all planning to open their doors post like 2020. And then March 2020 happened and it was like, oh.
Damn. We should do a members only LA club haul. Yeah,
definitely.
Bookmarking that for later. But I would have loved like a brick and mortar Goop location aside from the stores, just somewhere to go.
that's Gwyneth approved.
Yeah, where you are just like getting the best workout classes, like getting all Goop products. Maybe there's a Goop spa. You get like the Goop restaurant on site. Like I would still join. I would join like the Goop gym.
You've if just that was described available. Like a Goop event, like how they do those.
But the Goop events seem to not be as like fun as just paying like a high monthly premium and then showing up to a beautiful building. Yeah,
this
building.
Is just like a one-time premium.
Yeah, I don't like a conference. I'm right. Not much of a conference girly.
I could see that.
But I do love paying a lot of money to do something. Or like I like spending money on like a membership of some sort. So
I think the ghost kitchen for her was just so smart.
It was smart. I'm sad that I don't live in the Valley because they have access to Goop Rotisserie and Goop Superfina.
I've had the Superfina.
I'll bet it's
which
delicious.
Is a gluten-free pizza place. And it is delish. A plus. High niche factor.
Wow, that is niche. And pizza and pasta.
Didn't have any pasta, but would. Definitely. Okay.
Okay, back
gotta,
to Goop Kitchen.
We've got
to
discuss the Goop Kitchen collab that recently dropped, which they partnered with their friend Cameron Diaz to create the perfect salad known as Cameron's Summer Crunch Salad.
This salad was not my favorite salad I've ever had, but the more I think about it, the more I feel like this is the salad that someone's personal chef made them for a long time, and that they were only allowed to eat very few things, so they got really into this salad, and then this salad like became part of their DNA, and now we're getting a little taste of that as like plebeians.
What does it consist of, you may ask? It's gem lettuce, mango slaw, snow peas, carrots, cucumbers, and cilantro, mint, and basil, avocado with a side of puffed rice, candied cashews, and cashew vinaigrette. Tried it, liked it, but I decided that it tastes like something that I have often, and that is the California Pizza Kitchen Thai Crunch Salad.
Once you said that, I couldn't untaste that. And I liked it, but I feel like it needs like one other thing. Like I feel like actually some asparagus would be really good in there. Like kind of it needs like a
an earthier, saltier
veggie to kind of take away from the sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it needs a chicken or a fish.
Yeah. You can do an add-on, which I think if you're going to order this is a must.
Because like how full are you going to be from this? You're going to be hungry in 10 minutes.
But I would say skip it.
Yeah, it's not the favorite. It's not the best salad. There are salads that are going to blow your mind at Goop Kitchen. Like literally, you'll want to marry some of the salads. And this one, you don't necessarily even need to have an affair with.
Right.
Sorry to Cameron.
Sorry, Cam.
Okay. I'm going to move on. Well, what do we give that salad?
A C for Cameron Diaz.
Okay. I like that. I agree. I'm going to move on to another salad that underwhelms. And you might think to yourself, wow, I love Caesar salads. Like I simply must order this little gem Caesar. It's going to be delicious. I would say skip it. It is not dressed already, which I think a Caesar
salads need to be like.
It has to be a tableside, yeah. Or like a restaurant ordering. I've never had a Caesar salad takeout that I've really truly loved. Maybe there's one from Fresh Corn Grill that I like, but I wouldn't classify it as like a Caesar salad. It just happens to have like Caesar taste to it. But like a true blue Caesar, it's a restaurant experience.
I fully agree.
I have to give it, honestly, I have to give it a D for do not order.
See, I never even ordered it because I just could tell. I was like, that's not going to dazzle me.
No, you won't be dazzled. But you will be dazzled by the next three salads we're about to talk about. First, okay. I guess I'll start with my new favorite one, GP's classic-ish Cobb. I love a Cobb salad. As someone that's always looking for like a protein blast, this delivers. It's a 7-minute egg, avocado, tomatoes, blue cheese, roasted golden beets, Mama Lil's peppers and house pickled shishito mix, maple glazed bacon, little gem, radicchio, and a side of GCC Dijon mustard vinaigrette.
What does the GCC stand for? Gwyneth comes correct.
Gwyneth classic concoction.
Yeah.
I add chicken to this because I want more protein, and this is hearty but not overly filling. It keeps you full for a really long time. It's like so delicious, has many different flavors that are happening. The candied bacon is like a delicious little treat in the mix. I give this an A+.
I give it an A as well. Love.
And
with, but I order it sans blue cheese.
Fair. Blue cheese is not for everyone. I've ordered it also with ranch dressing, which was also delicious.
Is there ranch dairy-free?
Mm-hmm. It's a dairy-free ranch, and I kept the extra one and did like a little snack plate. I did a girl dinner snack plate the next day with some celery and carrot sticks, and it was chef's kiss delicious.
Next, we've got to bring it to the Brentwood Chinese chicken salad, which I am a Chinese chicken salad freak. It's one of my favorite things, and I will try it anywhere it's on the menu. And many LA inhabitants might know about the Jones on 3rd Chinese chicken salad, which, while delicious, it is truly lettuce, fried chicken, and two different kinds of wontons. And I had it the other day, and by the end, it was literally just like soggy chips at the bottom of my bowl. Like the dressing's delicious. And the
chokehold that the Jones on 3rd salads had on me for such a long period of time, I think honestly until I found a hair in one of them. Oop. And then I was like, we're done here. Go with God. It will always have the memories. But that's this hard thing about a Chinese chicken salad is like, okay, this isn't that healthy. It's like usually kind of an oily dressing, chicken, wontons, and lettuce, which is like not going to be a well-rounded meal for like a protein.
It's not.
Savvy girly.
But this one, however, is hand-pulled Mary's chicken, bok choy, cabbage, avocado, sesame seeds, watermelon radish. I love watermelon radish and things. I love the color that it adds. Color and crunch. Snow peas, cilantro, pickled ginger, and a side of grain-free cauliflower wontons, toasted quinoa and roasted almonds, crispy shallots, and garlic blend. And it comes with a carrot ginger vinaigrette. And I was really inspired by this grain-free cauliflower wonton, toasted quinoa, roasted almonds, crispy shallot concoction that comes on the side. It's just a much better, it's not giving soggy chips in the bowl, which no. is preferred. It's delicious. It's a much healthier and nutrient-rich spin on the Jones option.
Definitely. And you're eating many colors of the rainbow in this salad. And I think you add extra chicken for just more protein and you're in really good shape.
I love this one. It's an A+. It's so good.
It's an A for me because the true A+, the salad of my dreams is the spring roll salad.
Say more.
The spring roll salad is like a Thai and Vietnamese starter in salad form. It's hand-pulled Mary's chicken, marinated glass noodles, crunchy slaw, which is zucchini, cabbage, carrots, and snow peas, mint, cilantro, turmeric, cashews, pickled Fresno chilies, and a side of cashew vinaigrette. This is just so delicious.
I haven't tried this one yet.
You haven't had this one? I thought we had this one.
No.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I would have ordered it for you today.
I'm new here.
Damn. This one, once you go spring roll salad, the Chinese chicken salad will no longer do the trick.
Okay.
That's at least been my experience. I love the cashew blend is like a little bit sweet, a little bit salty. I like to add, of course, extra chicken and an avocado just to really beef it up. But the taste is so good. The slaw feels really like nutrient dense and I can't recommend it enough. This is an A++ for me.
Yeah. Another salad that we must mention is the miso salmon salad, which is miso glazed salmon, Japanese purple sweet potatoes, avocado, 7-minute egg, housemade furikake? Is that how we say it?
Furikake.
Learning stuff. Snow peas, watermelon radish, pickle shiseidos, gem lettuce, and miso vinaigrette. And I love this one. It's really filling. And I did this on Whole 30 when I was in my Whole 30 journey earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great.
Okay. I haven't had this one, but now I'll order this one next. I like all these things together. This is a real omega threes journey.
Mm-hmm.
Plus a Japanese sweet potato. Watch out. Don't eat too much or your face might just change shape entirely.
Uh-oh. Wait, what was her name that said that? I can't
remember. Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn. She was like, it must have been all the Japanese sweet potatoes.
She was like, I'm a real freak for hyaluronic acid. And so I started eating Japanese sweet potatoes because they were filled with it. And then lo and behold, one day I woke up and my face was completely different.
Same.
It was like, no one's ever tried that approach before, so kudos to you for really trying something new. The chopped salad. Let's talk about it.
Let's discuss.
I accidentally ordered this once because I thought I was ordering the Cobb, but I got confused and Chopped and Cobb looked so similar to each other that I ended up getting the Chopped instead. And this was good. It just wasn't what I was like expecting because it's a little bit more of like a sweet salad as opposed to like a savory salad because it's like gem lettuce, falafel crispies, white cheddar, marinated yellow beets, dates, toasted almonds, and maple mustard vinaigrette.
What's surprising to me about this configuration of a salad is it's really like one tone in color.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things I like so much about the Goop menu is it's a very colorful rainbow of options. And this one's kind of like in a stone tone space.
This is neutrals.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I would order it again.
If a salad was Kim Kardashian's house.
Yeah, this belongs there. I don't know if I would order. To me, a chopped salad is like an Italian kind of salad. So I think I was just like thrown by the sweetness. But if you're someone that likes like a sweet element to your salad, like dates, nuts.
I do.
Yeah. Then I think you'd probably
like
it.
These components seem really nice. It's just like if we are eating with our eyes first, I don't know if this one's grabbing me.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think that this is a really good inspo one because I really like, so they say falafel crispies. What I really like to do for a salad is take a can of chickpeas and like chop them up really fine and then olive oil, salt, pepper. I love to do like za'atar or some type of other spice mixture. Put that in the oven and let them get really crunchy and then put that on a salad. Mm. It's so easy and
you
so
do
good.
Make a really good salad. You know your salads.
It's salads and dressings is like my...
Your thing?
Thing. I got that.
You do it well.
Thank you.
So yeah, their chopped salad, I would say it's like B for me.
Okay. Now we move on to the handhelds, which I love that as a category on a menu.
Mm-hmm. For the girls on the go or the DIY girlies.
A real businesswoman special. So... Let's start with something I had today for the first time that truly wowed me. This is A+ zone all the way, the summer salad rolls. So it's a sweet and spicy barbecue glazed tofu that is really finely chopped. So it's just like flavor. It didn't feel like pieces of tofu. I'm not usually loving tofu chunks. So just a note on the tofu consistency. Then you get crunchy slaw, which is a zucchini, cabbage, romaine, carrots, snow peas, mint, cilantro, basil. Great. Avocado. Marinated glass noodles with a side of their dipping sauce, a chili crunch oil, and the cashew vinaigrette. And this blew me away. It was so flavorful, so delicious, something that I probably wouldn't make at home. I'm not really like making rolls at home. So I really like that. A plus. Thank you, Gwyneth, for showing me something I needed that I didn't know.
Yeah, I've never really had something like this. And I love the chili oil that it comes with. It's like shallot, garlic, chili crunch. But then there's like, I want to say there's like coconut sugar in there. And it's like so good.
It's beyond. So this is a must order moving forward. I had it for the first time today. Never going back. And it's these like this forever.
Yeah. And they're also like a really good, if you're going to do like a two meal order, you order these, you say they save well in the fridge so you could eat them the next day or like later that day.
Definitely.
A plus.
A plus.
Let's talk about the Thai lettuce wraps. People swear by these. I know girls that love them so much. I tried them and I just realized like I don't like at home DIY projects when it comes to food. I don't want to build myself. I just want it already built and delivered to me. So I'm not really a lettuce wraps person. I will order a lettuce wrap at like Cheesecake Factory or PF Chang's.
Oh, yeah.
But that's like a special occasion.
Yeah, I don't know if this, I have not ordered this because I think the barrier to entry for me is the DIY aspect. Like, I just don't know if that's what I want delivered.
No.
But I like that it's here and you can get it either with Mary's ground turkey or the aforementioned barbecue tofu. So it's just nice to know that that's on other things in the menu. And what you're getting is a new umami rice blend with shiitake and brown rice, mango slaw, GCC hoisin, which is Gwyneth.
Creative concoction.
There's got to be something about serving cunt in there, but I can't quite find it just yet. But
Gwyneth's
we'll get there.
Cunty concoction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There we go. Perfect. Spicy marinated cucumbers, lime, cilantro, and mint, butter lettuce leaves, and a side of, again, this Gwyneth's Cunty concoction, cashew vinaigrette, crispy shallots, and garlic blend. So you're really getting like a plate to do your own thing with.
And all these things on their own are good. And then now that I'm thinking back, I'm like, I did enjoy the taste of this. But again, I was just exhausted after working on it for so long that I was like, I can't. I'm just going to order the summer salad rolls from here on out.
Then we have the chicken salad lunchbox, which is inspired from an item that was in Gwyneth's cookbook, The Clean Plate. And it's their Mary's Organic Chicken Salad, pickled red onion, avocado, snow pea, radish salad, Gwyneth's Cunty Concoction Ranch Dressing, and everything seasoning super seed crackers, which is sesame seeds, poppy seeds, almond flour, and everything seasoning. So again, it's like a DIY component, but important to note. Well, first of all, we did the chicken salad today.
The chicken salad
is perfect.
Plus.
It's not too mayo-y. It tastes delicious. It's really simple. Just loved it. And you can order that as a side. And you can also order their super seed crackers on the side, which is something that the first time I had these, I was like, I have to make these at home. So I was very inspired to create a super seed cracker based off of my Goop Kitchen experience. And I like that it's all sort of together here.
This is very deconstructed girl dinner vibes.
Yeah.
Again, I would just order the chicken salad and like I would be down to just order like three things of chicken salad and then stock up on seed crackers at like Whole Foods or yep. Flackers, and then just have those as like my afternoon snack every once in a while.
But delish and good inspo.
Mm-hmm. Great inspo. Now we go into the soups, which are also really good, believe it or not.
Let's start with the Japanese sweet potato soup, which comes with these glazed and roasted crunchy Brussels sprouts in a separate container that you sprinkle on top. It's so good.
I think there's like a little bit of sunchokes in there too.
Okay.
but I love it. The soup journey at Goop is like a pureed soup journey, and the Japanese sweet potato just makes me feel like I'm about to wake up with a new face after I'm done eating it.
That's definitely what happens.
Yeah, and it's a really good soup.
I love this one. I think that I haven't really been in a place of soup because it's mid-August, but in the winter I was always ordering this soup as like a, I'll have this later on. Mm-hmm. It was just nice to like throw it into the order.
It feels safe to order this soup, throw it into the order, and then throw it into your fridge and eat it later in the day and like know that it's there waiting for you.
Similarly, so I give that an A. Similarly, I've done that with their turmeric spice chicken bone broth, which we love a gut healing option. And it's a nice, I mean, it's bone broth. It's like, it is what it is, but it's, I like that it's on the menu. It's another great thing to add to the order to then have at a separate meal or Gwyneth a separate would snack.
Be missing out on a huge opportunity if she was not offering a bone broth option.
I mean, she could probably do a side business of just bone broth delivery.
Don't give her any ideas.
Free ideas.
I haven't tried the bone broth, but I'm open to it. But again, like if I'm gonna go down a Goop Kitchen order, like I'll save bone broth for like a Erewhon pickup.
Mm-hmm.
But their summertime tomato gazpacho is a seasonal offering, and I am a huge gazpacho head, and this one is delish.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, it's so good. It's just like chilled tomatoes, cucumbers, bell pepper, and extra virgin olive oil.
I would order that.
Yeah. And it's just, it's like, it's vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free. It says it contains nuts. So I'm like, I wonder what nuts are in there.
Maybe like
a nut
almond
to make it a little bit creamy.
Yeah, it could be like a nut milk, maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows?
But it is addictive. This is another one that I will order and throw it along with the order and know that I'll have it for later or next day.
That sounds really good.
They also in the winter offer like a greens soup.
Okay.
Which I think is like a version of the GP's like super green soup that was featured in like a Goop cleanse. Like, you know, she does like the yearly cleanse menu.
Mm-hmm.
And I was making that green soup a lot and it was delicious, and then I was ordering the green soup a lot. It was also delicious. You really can't go wrong with a soup.
You really can't. Okay, so now desserts. There's two of the three that I've tried. Have you tried more?
I've tried two of three too.
Okay, so first for our review is dark chocolate and sea salt brownie. Dark chocolate, almond flour, and sea salt.
A plus.
Shockingly moist, delicious, not too sweet, but just hits the spot.
I crave this brownie.
It's delish.
Mm-hmm.
Sea salt, key component.
Definitely. I can't have a brownie nowadays without having a flaky sea salt on top.
Essential.
It just is the only way to have a brownie. And a dark chocolate. I'm like so not a milk chocolate girl.
Yeah, I mean, milk chocolate is too sweet nowadays.
It's way too sweet.
In this
it's
age.
Too creamy. A dark chocolate, the bitter, the better. Like a dark chocolate with sea salt, nothing better. This brownie, if you're going to do one thing, you're going to get on Postmates and order the brownie, but you're going to order the double order because it's less money and you get two brownies.
Oh.
You get a deal.
Hack.
Yeah.
Two niche insider tip.
And then today, for the first time, we tried the carrot cake with cream cheese frosting.
Wow.
Which was also surprisingly.
I'm never one to gravitate towards a carrot cake. I truly only tried it in the name of a haul.
Not all carrot cakes are created equal. That's the thing. It's like, I don't like a carrot cake that has chunks of carrot and like chunks of raisins in it. Like, no. I don't want to be able to taste like the individual ingredients.
Or like shredded carrots sometimes.
Yeah, like,
in
no,
it.
No, no,
like
no, 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 no. If you're going to make carrot cake, you need to make it
pureed.
All pureed into like a moist cake-like filling mm-hmm. that doesn't crumble apart to taste the individual ingredients. And then you're going to need a really good cream cheese frosting.
This one is of the maple variety. So it's delightfully sweet. And then it's topped with toasted almonds. So you have the crunchy toasted almond, the sweetness of the frosting, and then this like moist spiced carrot cake. Wow.
It was really good.
Shockingly delicious.
I would even say like a dessert hack is to order a brownie and a carrot cake, split each Halfsies. In half, and then you each get the best of both worlds. Yeah.
They also have a cocoa chocolate chip cookie that's an almond flour base with toasted coconut flakes that I have yet to try, but I am open to it.
I'm open to it. And like on my Postmates app now, it shows ratings of certain dishes at restaurants, which I really appreciate because I always want to know, like, are people liking this? Mm-hmm. Like, is something as good as I think it's going to be? And these are very highly rated. So I kind of trust that.
What's the number one most highest rated Goop item?
Well, Goop Kitchen is extremely high rated. On Postmates, it's a 4.9.
That's high.
Which is like,
for and rightfully Postmates, so.
High. Yeah. Wait, now it's like not showing it. Before it was, and then wait, now it's not.
Because mine doesn't show it.
Oh, when you go down. Okay, so the summer salmon bowl, highly rated. That's like a 95. Mushroom carnitas is 100% rating. Spring roll salad, another 100%.
Wow.
The classic ish cob is 94%. Little Gem Caesar, 93. I have to refute that. Summer salad rolls, 97. Chicken salad lunchbox, 100%.
No surprise there.
Yeah. Dark chocolate, sea salt, brownie, 97. Chocolate chip cookies, 94. Carrot cake, 90.
Acquired taste.
Yeah. But I just love to know.
Seems
like,
to
what
line
the
up with the official two niche grading system.
Mm-hmm.
Very niche, very delish. Any final Goop thoughts?
Just excited for next steps. Do you think she's going to, maybe she'll open a hotel. Maybe that's the Airbnb, like, testing waters.
I would like to have like a Goop integration into a hotel and into existing hotel brand or newer hotel brand. Like if a boutique hotel was to launch, but had like a strong Goop component of like Goop products in the bathroom and like spa by Goop or something like that, I'd be paying attention. I don't know if I want to see full hotelier.
I feel like there needs to be like IHG brand or something goes like IHGOOP.
Mm-hmm.
I would trust like a Goop hotel.
I'm not saying I wouldn't trust it. I'm just saying like I would rather have it have like a Goop element than be like fully Goop led.
I think I want a full immersion Goop led hotel. To know that from top to bottom, the entire experience is Gwyneth approved. Because every time I travel, I look to Goop guides to tell me like what I need to hit, what I need to miss. Like I use that as like part of itinerary and planning. And I just like to know, even like in retrospect, I'll be like, oh, I wonder what they have to say about this. And then it often doesn't lead me astray.
True. No, their travel guides are impeccable.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
And have been a good discovery tool. So I feel like the next logical step is to get like a hotel. What about a Goop airline? I'd feel safe on that.
Yeah.
Airline.
Oh, yeah. No, I would feel elite.
Yeah. There needs to be like the American Eagle flights that are like only like two rows on each side. Those could just turn into Goop flights or something.
The slogan.
Goop Air.
Goop Air. We wish you well.
And as always, thank you for flying Goop Air. We wish you well. What can't she do? I would move into like a Goop gated community at this point.
Oh, definitely.
That might be actually like the next frontier.
Like an assisted living home?
When are the millennials? Yeah, I feel like we need to like start laying the groundwork for like really good assisted living because
definitely.
What's out there now is not going to cut it.
No, definitely not.
I feel like I've had a lot of experience with like assisted living facilities.
Sadly, same.
And I'd rather die.
Exactly.
And I don't want to feel that way. Out. If I'm spending thousands and thousands of dollars a month to live somewhere, it better be Goop. Okay, we got to get to work.
I would invest in that now.
I know, because we're going to need this. And millennials are like fragile bitches.
There
like,
better be an infrared sauna option wherever I decide to camp out.
Hyperbaric for the final oxygen days. Chambers, infrared saunas,
acupuncture, cupping, massage.
Massage is key.
Somatic healing.
Mm-hmm. Goop should do
buckle facial massage. Cryo.
Plastic surgery suite in the basement, Kardashian style. No, I think it's like, what is going to be the future of senior citizenry and retirement?
I think it's going to go one of two ways. I think there's going to be a huge element focus on wellness, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. And then it's going to go, then there's going to be split down the middle. And then it's just going to be like Club Med vibes where people, it's going to be like open swim up bar.
Yeah.
DJs, Burning Man.
And then it's going to be actually split into thirds. So like a third of millennials are just going to be homeless and out on the streets.
Right.
Yeah. Like poor, did not plan for retirement. Like the housing crisis is going to get so, so, so much worse. Then the ones who did plan are either going to go like Burning Man, raver, late in life heroin use, like party, party, party. Or go like Goop wellness, chicken salad, massage and cupping, which is where GCCs. I'm basically at now. Gwyneth's Cunty concoction, GCG, Gwyneth's Cunty getaway.
Just over here.
Free ideas.
That's right.
Yeah, I think we maybe eliminate like the cruise partnership of it all. That was a good idea in theory. I was intrigued, but ultimately, I'd rather go to like a brick and mortar.
I feel like the cruise needed Goop more than Goop needed the cruise.
Definitely.
Like the cruise experience is in need of a major rebrand. And so they brought Goop on. And I think that like it might have been like a great money making opportunity. But I, as a Goop customer, I'm not trying to cruise personally.
I'm not trying to cruise, but I am trying to stay at like a gorgeous seaside motel that does boat day trips that are Goop branded.
Sure. I'll do a daytime to like maybe like a private beach. Drop me off, pick me up.
I was just thinking today or yesterday was like, God, how inspiring. This woman just wrote an email from her kitchen island and then it turned into this massive empire. Who would have thought?
That's why she's genius.
Gwyneth the goat.
What I'm looking forward to is our next Goop holiday gift guide haul.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a thrill.
For sure. What lies ahead? What expensive things will we discover that we desperately are in need of?
It's only time will tell, but it's going to blink and it's going to be here.
I know. Also, I'm excited for next week's haul because I would say Gwyneth is like a cult leader for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little teaser. Taste.
Yeah, if you will. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much. We hope that you're having the nichiest niche day of all time.
And, you know, if this is a frustrating haul for you, I encourage you to write into Goop and demand that they open a Goop kitchen in your city.
There you go. Until next time.
Stay niche.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shanehals and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.